Welcome to Season 1 of Keswick Virus Discs. Each day, a new member of staff reveals what they would take to a studio flat for a period of self-isolation during a pandemic. They have to choose three music tracks, one film, one book, and, of course, a luxury item. Kicking us off in episode one is a man whose job it is to ensure we all have something to do outside of lessons. Well, let's find out if he has a life of his own, shall we? Take it away, Mr. Deputy Head Co-Curricular Harrison.
Track one.
First of my song selections is a song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is a band that I really, really love. I have to warn you, actually, all of my song selections are fairly old school, and this is the first of them. So I could have chosen four or five of their tracks, but I've gone with Have You Ever Seen the Rain? I just love the vocals on this song. I can't help but sing along with it, even the sort of fairly high-pitched, screamy bits. That's what I'd plan to do, really, is be in isolation, play this nice and loud and sing along as loud as I possibly could. I do hope that the studio flat that I'm in is soundproofed. Otherwise, the neighbours, it's not going to be pretty. But that's my first choice.
Track two.
For my second track, I've chosen something that takes me back to my childhood. When I was a kid, we used to go sort of on long car journeys with my parents. And in the days before sort of iPhones and iPods and all that sort of stuff, they had two or three cassette tapes in the car. If you're under 30, you probably might need to Google that and see what that is. But they'd have these two or three cassette tapes that would play on loop on any sort of journey wherever you were going. One of the songs that I would hear, and the only time I ever heard it was in the car, was a song by Peter Sarsted, Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? Which is I just think is a beautiful song. It's not something that I heard for years afterwards, but I managed to find it on Spotify a few months ago, which I was really pleased about. So, as I say, that takes me back to my childhood, really nostalgic song, and one that I would like to take with me.
Track three.
And for my final choice, I've chosen a Bob Dylan song. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan and could choose sort of 20 or 30 songs, really, that I'd happily listen to non-stop. But I've chosen Subterranean Homesick Blues. It's not necessarily one of his best songs or most well-known songs, but it's a song that I do like. And it's a song that a friend and I tried to sing in karaoke in a hotel bar in Cairo in 1999, in October 1999. I remember the date very clearly because we were dreadful. It's quite a hard song to sing in our defence, but we were appalling. We finished to not to polite applause, but to stunned silence. And then after we sat down, it became apparent, as everybody else got up to sing, that they were all actually professional singers. And it transpired we had sung to the cast of Aida, which was the opera that was playing at the pyramids at that time. So I'm sure they remember the date as well as us. But not our finest hour. In terms of film, this was a really difficult choice for me, but I weighed up a number of different options, one of which was the classic surf movie Point Break with Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze, which is an all-time favourite of mine, packed full of cheesy surf lines. But in the end, I thought I'd probably drive everybody mad when I came out of isolation with all those lines, so maybe that wasn't the best option. Another was The Big Blue, Le Grand Bleu, by Luc Besson, just a beautifully shot film with, you know, that does take you out into nature, take you out to the sea, and that was one that I certainly considered, but in the end I've gone for Free Solo by starring Alex Honnold. It's a documentary. I'm not sure whether that's allowed, but I've gone for that not least because it's the only thing on my list that's from this century, but also it's an amazing film, something that I think even just watching it is terrifying, absolutely terrifying. And again, beautifully shot, out in nature, and just an amazing story. if I'm honest, there was only ever really one serious contender. There were lots of books that I love, but only one that I was ever going to take with me, and that is Three Men in a Boat by Jerome K. Jerome, which is my all-time favourite. Just a wonderful, warm, funny book. And I'm actually going to read the first few paragraphs now. There were four of us, George and William Samuel Harris and myself and Montmorency. We were sitting in my room smoking and talking about how bad we were. Bad from a medical point of view, I mean, of course. We were all feeling seedy and we were getting nervous about it. Harris said he felt such extraordinary fits of giddiness come over him at times that he hardly knew what he was doing. And then George said that he had fits of giddiness too and hardly knew what he was doing. With me, it was my liver that was out of order. I knew it was my liver that was out of order because I had just been reading a patent liver pill circular in which were detailed the various symptoms by which a man could tell when his liver was out of order. I had them all. It is a most extraordinary thing, but I never read a patent medicine advertisement without being impelled to the conclusion that I am suffering from the particular disease therein dealt with in its most virulent form. The diagnosis seems in every case to correspond exactly with all the sensations that I have ever felt. I remember going to the British Museum one day to read up the treatment for some slight ailment of which I had a touch. Hay fever, I fancy it was. I got down the book and read all I came to read. And then, in an unthinking moment, I idly turned the leaves and began to indolently study diseases generally. I forget which was the first distemper I plunged into. Some fearful, devastating scourge, I know, and before I had glanced halfway down the list of symptoms, it was borne in upon me that I had fairly got it. I sat for a while frozen with horror, and then in the listlessness of despair, I again turned over the pages. I came to typhoid fever, read the symptoms, discovered that I had typhoid fever. Must have had it for months without knowing it. Wondered what else I had got. Turned up some Vitus's dance, and found, as I expected, that I had that too. Began to get interested in my case and determined to sift to the bottom, and so started alphabetically. Read up ague and learned that I was sickening for it and that the acute stage would have commenced in about another fortnight. Bright's disease I was relieved to find I only had in a modified form, and so far as that was concerned I might live for years. Cholera I had with severe complications, and diphtheria I seemed to have been born with. I plodded conscientiously through the 26 letters, and the only malady I could conclude that I had not got was housemaid's knee.
Luxury item.
And so finally, to my luxury item, I thought there were a number of things I considered here, but in the end I've decided that I'm going to take my guitar into isolation with me. It's not something I play a lot. I haven't, in fact, picked up my guitar for about 18 months, but I think a few weeks in isolation would give me the opportunity to get back into that. It was something that I used to enjoy, and I would really look forward to that, I think, and I think it would be a wonderful way to pass the time. Having said that, I do hope that the studio flat, once again, is soundproofed. I'm not a particularly good guitarist. It sounds good to me, but I'm not sure it sounds good to anybody else who might be listening. So, but I would really enjoy myself playing on that, singing along, and I think that would be a wonderful way to pass the time.
Well, there we have it. Brilliant choices by Mr. H. Let's finish off this podcast with his first choice track, Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater. Enjoy.